Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
And you know, the illness, I'm not going to say mine, it's gone. I'm healthy and well. But it wasn't that I was so sick, although a doctor told me recently, Martha, you could have died from what I had. And I was treated by holistic doctors, and it was months and months of treatment and health and building immunity. And the one thing that was, I was not really sick. After about 3 weeks and a month, they had pretty much gotten the sick feelings taken care of. But I was so wrecked by it. And my body was in such a state of collapse that it went on.
It took you to a very low place of weakness. You had nothing. Even though you didn't feel sick, even though the manifestation of the illness was gone, the leveling of your body and the weakness that you were living in, I mean, you couldn't do anything.
I really couldn't, and it was the most puzzling thing I've ever been through in terms of health, because I literally was so weak that I couldn't pick a pen up off the floor, and I kept striving against that weakness. I just hated that weakness. It meant I couldn't deal with my own house. I couldn't put order in my own office. I couldn't do anything. And I would keep apologizing, saying, I don't know how to explain it, but I can do nothing. And, of course, my other people had to come in and help. But the weakness was what I had the hardest time with. I think I could have been sick and said, well, you're sick. But I was getting healed, getting better, but I still had weakness. And every time it came time for the doctors to consult about my progress, I would say, they'd say, do you have anything that's going on? I would say, I'm so weak. And they would change the supplements and try this and try that, and never could they conquer that terrible weakness. I wish I could say I boasted in it and praised God for it. I did thank him reluctantly, but I certainly didn't boast in it and see it as anything positive. I didn't even know the purpose. I really didn't. I was bewildered and had many sessions with him about what is wrong with me. And I can always find something, but it didn't seem to be a chastening as such. It was. It was a chastening of my flesh. Because this is the irony. Flesh is strength, and that's the problem with flesh. Nee wrote a book called The Latent Power of the Soul. And he talks about the power of the soul, which is the flesh, in that book, and the enormous psychic and other powers of it. And that's what has to die. That's the strength that has to die, the strength of the flesh. We are saved by grace, not of works, lest any man should boast. Then he says, but we are created for good works, that we should do them. So, but the problem is, you can't have works to do and not have strength to do them, or so it seems. But God is more interested in our dependence than he is on our independence. He's after the total dependence to pick up the pen off the floor. And it's the most frightening.
I was going to say that word, frightening.
It is absolutely terrifying, and I'm sure I was depressed a lot, but I really felt like the enemy wanted me to be depressed, and I fought that, I think. But, oh, discouraged. I would be so discouraged. And the doctors would say, but you've made a 20% gain in a month. and we're pleased. And I would say, well, I'm not. And so they would very kindly say, I remember the head doctor said, what would you do if you had strength? And so I listed everything, gardening, writing, cleaning my house, working in the barn, blah, 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 blah. And he, it was like he was saying, okay, get it all out. I will listen. And you will know that I've heard this is what you want. And it was very, they were very kind, but they would not tell me it was something wrong because it wasn't. My progress was measured by inches and I wanted to go by yardsticks.
And Martha, I am amazed when I watch you and John walk out that kind of suffering, the physical suffering. And it has been such a picture for me. It has been such an example for me. Because you do the work. Now, we don't know what Paul's immediate reactions were to bandits, to being hungry, to not having clothing, to being forced to fast, to being heckled and jeckled and tormented by people who were supposed to be the body of Christ. He's building the church that he loves, that he's living and dying for, as he's called to as an apostle. We don't know what his work looked like on purpose, right? If we knew, we wouldn't do the work of figuring it out, of going to the Lord, and we'd just have a picture to walk out. And when I say, I look at you and John, you go through things differently because you're two different people. And you're two different sexes, men and women, I don't think fight the same way or have the same issues. But you do the work to get right with God, whether he lifts it or he keeps you in it. That is the fundamental work, to stay in your position of loving him, of trusting him, of listening. Is there a problem? Is there a breach? That's the work I'm talking about. And you and John faithfully do that work. Even when it's messy and there's a meltdown because you're human, you're still doing the work. And I don't know what work was involved, but I imagine it was nonstop. It was 24/7. And it was really something for Paul, because to me, the audacity of Paul is how unashamed and unapologetic he is of his own humanity. He is unapologetic for the fact that he is a human being. He owns his past, but his past doesn't own him. He owns his weaknesses. He even boasts in them. I consider it an excellent day, full of faith and grace, when I come to the place where I can just accept my failures, accept that I'm falling apart, accept that I'm weak and stupid and ignorant and unable to figure out my own life. When I can accept it and just walk through life without it battering me, I consider that an amazing day, a victory beyond the telling of it. I can't imagine what it would be if that would be the jewel that I hold to people and say, look here, hear ye, you know? I mean, think about what it means to boast in something. Not only is it not hidden, not only do you just have peace with it, you're shouting it from the rooftops level of energy about it, you know?
Oh, Jen, I'm so excited because verse 10 says, so for the sake of Christ, I am well pleased and take pleasure in infirmities, insults, hardships, persecutions, perplexities, and distresses. For when I'm weak in human strength, then I'm truly strong, able, powerful, and divine strength. I'm sorry I interrupted you. But he was pleased and took pleasure in infirmities. And I think it might be when you have tasted the result being joy and rest and freedom and absolute dependence, that you could say, oh boy, I'm not there yet. But
you have been there. I have seen both you and John and his finger. I saw John in absolute bliss. In just I don't have words for it level of worship and ecstasy when he'd been maimed. That's not normal.
Yeah, and it was one of my biggest fears. Life, you know, illness and losing a limb. That's real high on the list there. And I literally did go through that with him. It was his strength. He took over.
It was beautiful. I'm glad you remember that, John.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.